This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. It won't be too long before construction starts in earnest on the planned protective stadium at the BJCC in downtown Birmingham. It's expected to be finished in 2021, and that brings up a big question. What happens to Birmingham's current stadium, Legion Field? An article out this morning in the Birmingham Business Journal explores some options, and we'll hear about them now from Birmingham Business Journal editor Ty West. Good morning, Ty.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Well, you say in this reporting that it's unusual for a city the size of Birmingham to have two stadiums. And just in general, why is that?
Stadiums are expensive to maintain, but also keep it where it's still competitive in the marketplace. And as you look at Birmingham, that was one of the issues with Legion Field. If you assess the stadium landscape across the South, Legion Field wasn't competitive with new facilities that have been built in markets like Nashville, Atlanta. A lot of these other places have reinvested in their stadiums or built new stadiums. That's the big issue is the cost it takes to keep it competitive and to maintain two stadiums at the same time.
So looking at Legion Field right now, what are sort of the range of options on the table?
Well, there's been a few ideas floated. I know Councilor William Parker has floated the idea of turning it into a youth sports complex, which there's a lot of different ways that that could look. That's an idea that we talked to some experts about, and they think there is some potential there, but they cautioned us that that's a very competitive marketplace. There's a lot of competition for big national events that would bring tourism dollars and that would bring a lot of visitors. There's less competition. There's a lot of demand for more regional events, things that would be Alabama-type tournaments or tournaments from the South. So they think that that's an area that Birmingham can compete, but they do caution that there's, frankly, just a limited pot of those type of potential big national events.
Well, in this reporting, you looked at several cities specifically that face similar situation, and let's go through them here briefly. First of all, what happened in Nashville?
This is not a football stadium, but this is a baseball stadium, a Greer Stadium. Basically, when the Nashville Sounds, their minor league affiliate, built a new stadium recently, they just elected, frankly, to demolish the old stadium, and they're building it, they're incorporating it into a public park. So that's one option, and that has been thrown out there for Legion Field by a few folks is the idea of turning it into more of a community gathering space, a park. But then the question is that the highest and best use of the property since you're losing an asset that does bring thousands of people to Legion Field every year currently?
So you had demolition in Nashville. What do you see happen in Atlanta?
Obviously, the Braves recently moved to a new stadium. Instead of demolishing this stadium, they had a third party come in, Georgia State University. But they're also, the land around the stadium is being redeveloped into a new commercial real estate property. They took more of a redevelopment focus, but Birmingham, if you look around the landscape, it's not clear that we have a third-party user like that.
So the last example you give is Montgomery. What happened there?
So Montgomery had the Crampton Bowl, which is similar to Legion Field, historic stadium. The city has made some upgrades within the past decade. I think it got a $10 million renovation around 2011. But Alabama State University, which similar to UAB here, which was their main tenant, they recently built their own new stadium. So they have a separate stadium. They've tried to keep the Crampton Bowl alive and competitive by kind of rethinking it as a multi-use, multi-sport complex. They are able to recruit basketball, wrestling, a lot of indoor sports. We already have a facility like that in Birmingham. We have the Crossplex, not really something that's probably a translatable model, even though the idea of maybe using it as a multi-purpose facility of some kind is, it wouldn't work the same way it's working in Montgomery, according to the experts.
Of course, the decision of what to do with Legion Field, there are political aspects to it, there are business aspects. But in general, how do you see Birmingham leaders approaching this decision over the next couple of years?
I think it's going to be a very careful decision because of the political aspects that go along with it. There's a lot of, for instance, a lot of feelings about the Magic City Classic and its future. And that's frankly a big question with Legion Field because they haven't committed to going to Protective Stadium at this point. From what we understand, that's ultimately going to be up to the schools, Alabama State and Alabama A&M. And I do think what happens with the Magic City Classic is going to play a big role in that because of the Classic says we'll stay in Birmingham, but only if we can stay at Legion Field, then the city is going to have to look for ways that they can reinvest and keep that environment at Legion Field, maintain that facility. And obviously that would carry some costs. I think that's going to be a key question, and how that question gets answered could go a long way to determining the future of Legion Field.
Ty West is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Ty, good to have you here.
Thanks a lot.